The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome into the Investing in Real Estate show on this Monday, this Memorial Day Monday. I hope you are enjoying some time with your friends and family, but also remembering those who made the ultimate sacrifice in our country. And that's what we do on this Memorial Day. And, you know, this is a show about real estate investing and building financial intelligence so you can build financial freedom. I want you to think about those who paid the ultimate sacrifice and who enable us to have our freedoms today. I've been really thinking about this a lot lately, and I don't mean to be macabre in any kind of way, but, you know, as a fan of history, I like to look at old photographs. And I, you know, was a history major in college, so looking at old war photographs and Civil War photography and those types of things. And you just see the faces of those who are serving, those who have passed. And you think, okay, 150, 180 years later, 150, 100, 110 years later, all these people that had these fears, these things that they carried with them in their lives, it's all gone. It's all disappeared. And so those who have made the ultimate sacrifice on this Memorial Day that we think about have given to us to live a life full, right? Do you think if you talked, I have a lot of family that served in the military. And if you think about those who had given that ultimate sacrifice, if you ask them the question, hey, I know you're going to give up your life in service of your country so that others may grow up with freedom. Do you want those people to be saddled with fears every day and anxieties and live their life in misery? No, I bet the answer would be no. I would just as soon not give up my life if I knew that someone was going to live their life that way. So again, I don't mean to be macabre, but I think it is motivational for us to think about living our best life and free of fear, because none of it exists. None of it is true. If a bear attacks us, we run away. But I'm not going to think about the bear for 4 weeks. I'm not going to think about the bear for 4 weeks before the bear attacks me. I'm not going to think about the bear, you know, if after I run away from the bear, I'm not going to then for the next 4 weeks think about it. So what kind of a life do you want? And I look at these old photographs and I think, God, all those fears, all those things that were on in their minds at that time, you know, it's all gone. It's all dissolved. What does it matter? So on this Memorial Day, I want you to think about how you could live your best life in sort of an honor of those who have paid the ultimate sacrifice to give us what we have today. It's an important message. So when you're feeling down on yourself, you're worried about some little thing, you're in line at a coffee shop and the line is just too long and oh my gosh, you can't get your scone in time because you have to get to work. Someone cut you off in traffic. I want you to think about those who made the ultimate sacrifice for you to live an incredible life, for you to live free in this country. Doesn't that put it in perspective? Holy smokes. Again, all of their fears, worries have dissolved. What if you could let those fears and worries dissolve now while you're still alive and live an amazing life? You're scared about something. You're scared about maybe taking action and doing something outside the box for your family. Well, now's the opportunity to be brave. You know, again, I'm thinking about Saving Private Ryan, the amazing movie. If you haven't seen it in a while, go back and rewatch it. I remember seeing it with one of my best friends, Andy and I. We went, and there was a whole bunch of veterans who were in the theater that day when we were watching it. And we both came out crying because you'll recall at the end of the movie, right, Matt Damon's character, he was told by Tom Hanks's character, you know, go forth and live your best life and make it worth it. And, you know, did he live a worthy life after he was the one that got to live and not hit, you know, the other character? Did he live a life worth, you know, did he live a worthy life? And we both came out, we were crying. We're like, oh my gosh, what have we done? We're like, you know, teenagers, you know, we're like, we haven't done anything in our lives yet. We're not even worthy. How can we live an amazing life of service to other people? How can we do something special? How can we be brave? And I just remember seeing these faces of these veterans who came out after watching them. Some of them who had fought and, you know, who served on D-Day, the beaches of, you know, Omaha Beach and otherwise, and who were watching this movie. And I'm thinking, you know, these people who had and also paid the ultimate sacrifice so that we could enjoy these freedoms. So I can sit there and eat a big bucket of popcorn and feel sorry for myself. You know, let that stuff go. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. It ends today on this Memorial Day. Do something special for yourself and your family. Stand up and be strong. Be brave. And think about those who did pay the ultimate sacrifice so we could have this day together where you could listen on your expensive smartphone and download this podcast and thinking about, you know, buying your first rental property. That's the freedom that we have, right? So stop sitting there, sitting in fear, being scared. No more. No more. Wipe the slate clean. Start fresh today. Dust yourself off and go and do it. When you look at these old photographs, I want you to think about that, that those people in those photographs had these fears. They had worries. And that's all gone now. So shake them off. That's what I'm thinking about on this Memorial Day. So thanks to all of the veterans who are also listening. Thank you for your service. And thank you for all of you for subscribing and downloading. We do this show multiple times per week, 3 times per week. We do a Motivational Monday episode. I just felt compelled on this Memorial Day. I'm just tired of people whining and complaining. Just stop it. Just stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Somebody would gladly trade their situation in their life for yours. I guarantee you. So on Wednesday, we'll be back with another episode. And we're going to talk about why your tax refund is so small. And we're going to show you some amazing tax strategies to really explode things in the rest of this year. Now, go out there, take action, become a real estate investor. It's the number one way to build wealth. No more excuses and feeling sorry for yourself. We'll see you next time, everyone.